This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and happy new year. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. It's a la carte Tuesday and we're starting the year with a very interesting story. Meet the Pokus is the first Poke Indian restaurant in Malaysia that specializes in combining ancient and delicious Mughal cuisine with everyone's favorite other white meat. Located at Solaris Dutamas, Meet the Pokus is the second brainchild of the folks behind Fierce Curry House and catapulting their brand of Indian fare to Poke Heights. The restaurant proudly professes to be the home of Suyok Biryani and Tandoori pork ribs, amongst others. So I'm here with the co-founder, Heruk Jedwani, and he's going to share with us his story. And of course, we've spoken before talking about Fierce Curry House, but this is a completely different entity of yours. Tell me how this idea came about.
Morning, Happy New Year. This idea, well, Meet the Pokus is a new idea.
And Meet is M-E-A-T.
M-E-A-T, yeah, the pun on it. But Meet the Pokus is a new idea. What I've been kind of thinking about doing pork biryani for a long time, maybe like three and a half years. And when I first did try it, it was an utter failure. Mm. So we dropped the idea. But then a little while later, it was, I think, Chinese.
When you say it was wrong, it was a failure. It was just being able to cook it the Indian way, or
no, I think I didn't really know how to deal with the meat. Okay, I think I was more attracted to the idea of, let me try it, and you know, all my friends who love to eat pork will love it. And so I went home and I tried it, in my house, and I dropped the idea so fast, it was incredible. And then about a little while later, a couple of months later, someone asked me to do pork biryani for Chinese New Year. Mm. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to get some suyok, and then I'll make my gravy separate, and I will fold it in, and I'll assemble my biryani. And it was a big hit. Mm. So, and then I realized, and I'm like, you know what? And then through word of mouth, that person started telling a few people, and it went on from then. People started to order it, and then I just keep troubling my wife and my mom and everybody in my house, and we make these biryanis out of my house. And people would just show up to my house and ring the doorbell and pick up biryani. So we decided, you know what, let's do something with this. And so we started to craft a menu, and we basically crafted a Poke menu based on a lot of famous dishes made in Indian restaurants. Right. Butter pork. Mm-hmm. So butter chicken, we have butter pork. Mutton Rogan Josh, we have pork Rogan Josh. We have pork Varuvel. We have curry. And then on the other side of it, which was, everybody likes to eat this with naan. Mm-hmm. So we created the bacon cheese naan. So it's like bacon chips sautéed with a little bit of butter and then just stuffed into a naan with cheese. And everybody eats that with their palak paneer and their butter pork. And then, of course, biryani. So we have suyok biryani. And the thing that we've done with the suyok is we've removed the crackling skin. Mm-hmm. So we cook the meat into the gravy, we assemble it, but we give you the skin as a condiment. Mm. So when you open the biryani, we tell you to garnish it so you get that nice, like, bites of crunchiness as you go on with the biryani. So there was a lot of R&D that went into this. It was incredible because as an Indian restaurateur, I've never worked with pork. Mm. I was never used to it. I've never done it. So my initial thought was that, you know, it's very similar to chicken. It should be fine.
You thought.
I thought. Yeah. And then, so I started to think like, if tandoori chicken is so tender, you know, like pork legs would be tender too. And then, so we were all on that kind of notion. And I messed up so much. So we had to have this R&D and, but we're happy with what's come out so far. And yeah, so Meet the Pokus, you know.
Okay, so and your family history has always been in F&B.
Yeah, my dad used to own Bangles, mm-hmm. which was obviously KL's first North Indian restaurant. Bangles was like an institution. We didn't start it, but we bought it over in the 80s, and Bangles was, if you bring up. Whenever people know that, you know, when we open fairs, we tell people like, this is the Bangles biryani, which it is. It's right. Kind of a biryani that's been started then and moved on, and mm-hmm. we've kept it, and people get really genuinely excited that this is Bengals food, you know. So on that notion, like, we started Fierce, and that was actually a big marketing tool for us to tell people, you know, yeah, we're Bengals, you know, okay. same management, same owners, same biryani. Okay. And we moved forward on that. And so I joined my dad after I went to hospitality school, came out, I joined my dad, and yeah, and I took over in 2005, 2006, and then I closed Bengals.
Okay. And what was the story there?
Well, there's no story. Bengals, I mean, it's a love affair with my family. Like, Bengals is
emotional attachment.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. We've had weddings there. We've had big moments in our lives have happened in Bengals. And so for all of us, actually, Jethwani's growing up, Bengals was an integral part of just anything, like, you know, birthday parties, whatever. Mm. But we closed it because, you know what, we couldn't really innovate much with it. It was just too, I don't know the word, maybe I'm using the wrong word, but it was kind of a relic. We couldn't innovate Bengals. So what we did is we decided, let's close it, let's put it on hold, let's do something else. So we opened Fierce Curry House, and I always told my parents, we will open Bengals back up, but we'll open it back with a bang.
Right.
Like, we'll do something exciting with Indian cuisine, or we'll do something. Indian cuisine today is not what it was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, it was butter chicken, palak paneer, and then, you know, chicken tikka masala, naan biryani, like dal.
Yeah.
You know, like, so that's just as how far it would have gone. Like, yeah. And today, you look where the world of Indian cuisine is with Gagan and with molecular gastronomy, and you know, so you can see that it's going somewhere.
Right.
So we will bring it back.
Yeah.
We just haven't decided. We're also busy now. But yeah, that is definitely part of our future plans. Right.
Okay. So I mean, it's there, and I guess it was difficult to innovate when people have certain expectations, but at the same time, you want to innovate, and of course, then that led to your Fierce Curry House. Yeah. And when was the Fierce Curry House open?
2011 October. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was a lot of pressure from people. I think it was my own that I wanted to do something different, and
that was your own.
It was just kind of like I just wanted to do something different, and I think my dad, my family, everybody agreed that, you know, yeah, let's do something different. So we opened Fierce, and Fierce was good. Mm-hmm. Fierce was, you know, like, we had a lot of fun doing it. We started to introduce our biryanis back. We opened a banana leaf and biryani restaurant, and we had a lot of fun with it. Banana leaf in the last decade has become more of a lifestyle than it is about anything else anymore. Mm. Everyone's got their banana leaf they love. Mm. Everyone loves to eat with their hands. Everyone, you know, that experience is incredible. So we had a lot of fun doing it, and we still are having a lot of fun doing it. And so Fierce has also evolved in the last 5 years into from where we started and where we are now. And well, we figured it was time to really shake it up, you know.
Right. Like, and of course, that led to Fiercer Curry House, which has now been replaced by Meet the Porkers.
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason for that change, you just want to move the kitchen to another place.
Well, actually, we opened Fierce, and then we ran on that part, on that name, and we opened Fiercer.
Mm-hmm.
Fiercer was not a curry house. It was Fiercer, and it was actually a casual upscale North Indian restaurant like Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
But we decided to run on the Fierce brand instead of kind of open Bengals up again.
Mm.
And we weren't, I suppose, not ready for it. But Fierce was a la carte North Indian. Mm. But you know what? Like, it was tough in Publica. You know, Publica is it's really a destination-driven venue. Like,
right.
You don't come there and watch a movie and have dinner. You really just come there to eat. And there's a lot of restaurants in that one development. So we ran for 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what we decided to do strategically is to not open a third restaurant yet. Because, you know, I mean, the economy is not so great right now. And and kind of getting staff also is a tough thing, which is, no, it's not even a tough thing. It's the biggest problem in the restaurant business. Mm. Like, it's a great business. I can tell you every restauranter loves to do it, but there's only one thing they suffer from, and that's getting people to work for you.
And in this case, of course, you'll have to hire staff from India.
Yeah, and that's also another problem, like foreign workers and all. But so what we decided is we will make Fierce Curry House a wholesome Indian restaurant. So what we do in the day is that we do banana leaf and biryani. And after four, we turn into an a la carte North Indian restaurant. Right. So what we did, we cosmetically did Fierce up. We've got new aircons in. We've done up the place. And after four, we do a night. We do a dinner setting. And Fierce is in there. Like, we move the chef there as well. Mm-hmm. So Fierce and Fierce is kind of combined into now Fierce Curry House. Mm-hmm. And we renovated our Publica restaurant. And
and a large bulk of that business is also catering.
Large bulk of Fierce business,
So we'll talk a little bit more back to Meet the Porkers. Okay. What do you call Asia's first porky Indian restaurant?
Yeah.
Asia's first. I will discuss that in just a moment. Herod Jadwani from Meet the Porkers. This is Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Busy finding money, BFM 89.9.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. Happy New Year. I'm speaking to Herod Jawani from Meet the Porkers. It's A La Carte Tuesday, and Meet the Porkers, he says, is Asia's first porky Indian restaurant. So, you know, even just running this place, you said you made a couple of, you know, you've been thinking about it, mulling on this for a long time. When did you know it was ready? Okay, we're ready to get started.
Well, we figured we'd want to start 2017 with a bang, and so we've been talking about this for a long time, my wife and I, you know, and we've always been toying with this idea, like, and then we would set a date and we're like, let's do it then. Mm. And then we'd be like, okay, maybe let's just wait a little while longer, you know, like, let's see where the trend is going. Let's see where the market's going. But then I figured, you know, let's do it. Like, you know, when we was enough talk, let's do it. We keep telling everybody we're going to open this pork Indian restaurant and we never did it. So finally, we took the plunge, and what we did first is we set Fierce up first. We did all that in, and then we started to work on Meet the Porkers. But the other thing that we had to do is we had to make sure that both our entities were completely separate. So Fierce is now owned by its own company. There's no interaction between the restaurants whatsoever, just to protect the fact that, and to respect the fact that Fierce is pork free, and we have a nice clientele over there that we don't want to risk, you know. So Meet the Porkers obviously was going to develop its own clientele. It's new. We didn't even know what was coming at us. And Fierce, Meet the Porkers is owned by a new company. It's there's no interaction of our employees purchasing this. It's basically, it's, and as a restaurant, you know, as a restaurant business, if you're going to own more than one, then generally you would kind of consolidate all your...
But not in this case.
Not in this case. This case, we've had to separate everything. And
especially in these sensitive times.
In these sensitive times. And we also have to, I suppose, you know...
Respect.
We have to respect people's cultures. And like I was telling you earlier as well, my closest friends are all Malays. And so it's just, it's respect. So we are completely respectful to that. And
What was it like on day one?
It was actually really exciting. It was overwhelming, but it was exciting because what happened is that Fierce has always been a product of social media. We have always, that is what we've done from the start. Facebook, Instagram, wherever we could work on it, you know, like my brothers get involved in helping us with the social media and all. And so Fierce is a product of social media. And Meet the Porkers, what we did is we put up a post saying that we are opening on 24th and...
November last year.
24th November. And in two nights, we had 27,000 views and we had 150 people sharing. Now, it was really exciting. We were completely excited. We're like, wow, we have no idea what's coming at us. And so when we opened, it was really exciting. The first night, it was kind of quiet. A lot of my friends came. A lot of a lot of my restaurant owner friends came, and it was nice. It was a lot of nice support, and it was a very genuine support from my friends to actually see what we've done with it, mm-hmm. you know, like, and but the weekend came, and then we were slammed, and
even with all the years of in the F&B industry,
yeah, it was overwhelming. I was in the kitchen, my wife was on the floor, and we ran out of food early in the evening.
It's a
good and bad problem. Mm. It's good because it's nice to tell people that, but it's bad because a lot of people came. You know, a lot of people genuinely came to try the food and were, you know, had to be turned away. But now we're okay. We don't have that problem anymore. That's not a problem, but yeah. I think it was just because it was new. It was first weekend, yeah. and I think Malaysians want new food. Yes. Malaysians want new things. Yes. You know, like Malaysians are always looking for new things. We are overwhelmingly over infrastructured restaurant industry. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. You want dim sum. You want whatever you want. You're gonna get it. You know, it's not like you're gonna suffer. So I think people just heard of something new and they're like, oh wow, let's go try something new. Which is a lot of diners and families operate on that. Mm. Notion is like every weekend we're going to go family dinner, let's go somewhere new, let's try something new. Mm.
Do you foresee copycats coming soon?
Oh, I mean, I don't think I'm the only one with this idea, Frida. Like, yeah. This is for a lot of restaurateurs something that many, many people have wanted to do, but you have to figure it out. You know, like I've been playing with the idea for 3 years, it was not a gutsy thing for me to do. In 10 minutes of thinking about it, it's taken me a long time to figure out, okay, you know, like, maybe it's timeline, you know. Mm. But yeah, then now that it's started, now that it's opened up, I'm sure a lot of people are going to start doing it, and we just have to make sure our game is on parlor, you know. We have to make sure that we're there, you know. Mm. We're watching what's going on.
And you know, having been in the F&B industry for such a long time, what are some of the common mistakes that people make, you know, where they get enthusiastic about certain things or whatever? You know, what is it that you see with restaurants opening, closing and all that?
When I started out in this business, actually, my dad used to tell me this. He said, you know, it's a romantic business. Mm. Restaurants, it's a romantic business. Like, if you see... From the outside, yeah. If from the outside, it's awesome. Like, if you go to a restaurant and you see, and especially a nice restaurant, you see the owner there, maybe having a glass of wine, and you know he's got people saying hi to him. It looks glamorous.
Easy, right?
Oh man! But when morning comes, like, and you've run out of meat and you've run out of veggies, and this supplier didn't come and this staff didn't show up, like, there, you know, glamour really gets thrown out the window there.
Okay.
But yeah, I always tell people who want to open a new restaurant, I'm like, the other thing is, if you don't know how to cook, do not do it.
Mm.
If you don't understand food or how to cook or how to really just kind of run the back end of your business, don't do it.
Right.
Because forever, you may be the owner of the restaurant, but you are always, always at the mercy of your chefs.
Okay.
And that is the biggest... That just means you're number two.
Okay.
You're not the top of
this. So in this case, obviously, you know how to cook.
Yeah. I do. And it's taken me time. Mm. It's not like I started off as kind of one of those like glamorous, you know, I'm taking over my father's business kind of thing. But over time, I mean, I've understood that if you don't know how to cook, don't do it. Like it's not many restaurant, many new restaurateurs make this mistake where they think I like to eat. Mm. So I'm going to open a restaurant.
Yeah.
Everybody likes to eat. You know, like...
In this country.
Many people are foodies, but it doesn't mean that opening a restaurant is... So just... I mean, if you're going to do it, invest some time into 6 months. You know, do something where you actually understand.
You're not at the... And not at the
just
mercy of...
Just don't be at the mercy of your cooks. Chef. Like...
Okay. And in terms of your food, you also do delivery and all that.
Yeah, we do. Okay. Yeah, we do deliveries. And we do schedule deliveries. So it's... people schedule their deliveries with us. They call us and like, oh, I'm having dinner tomorrow night. Can you deliver? Yeah, we do that. But in terms of fast deliveries, like if you call and be like, hi, can you order food for lunch?
Mm.
Meet the Pockets is not doing that yet. Mm. But we're leading up to Chinese New Year now. Like we are, it's going to be the first season we're going to open with taking caterings and taking on. So our infrastructure is being developed for that now, that doesn't confuse itself with our other restaurant.
You know? All right, and you know, and you were saying also culturally, it was quite difficult for your working with an Indian chef to use pork.
Yeah, well, I mean, pork restaurants in India, it kind of doesn't exist. Okay. Like, it is now.
Okay.
You know, 2016 was a good year for India in terms. India is incredible for food. Like, have you? I don't know if you've been, but if you go to India, like, the food is outstanding, and you can't. Where they take Indian food is really, really different from. If they're on step 10, we haven't even got our foot on the stairs yet. You know, like, but culturally, Indians don't cook. Pork. Indians from India,
right.
Not Malaysians. Malaysians love it. Wild boar and everything. So it was challenging to get my chefs to come on board.
Yeah.
And they're all okay. They're like, it's fine, no problem. Yeah. Only the real taboos, of course. Beef, which we also don't eat and we don't serve. Now they're okay. They don't try the food, but that's okay because I'm heavily involved with the kitchen. I'm always in the kitchen. You'll never see me on the floor. I'm just kind of... I come on the floor maybe to get a glass of water, but I'm in the kitchen all the time.
We'll talk about, you know, your focus for 2017 in just a moment. I'm here with Heruk Jaiwani of Meet the Porkers. You're listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Bigotry-free Malaysia. BFM. 89.9.
And you're still listening to Enterprise and Heruk Jaiwani from Meet the Porkers is still here with me. And of course, you know, we were just talking a little earlier on about, you know, the family business and, you know, Fierce Curry House and coming up with Meet the Porkers. And of course, it'd be a different story now because you're dealing with a whole different suppliers.
Yeah, we have a whole new list of suppliers. And like I mentioned earlier, that we separate everything. But when we were coming up with getting a pork supplier, of course, I have no idea where to do it. I had no idea where to get it. So I called a lot of my friends who own pork restaurants, and I was like, hey, where do you go? So a couple of them told me to go to TTDI Market, and there's three guys down in the ground floor. So I went. I told my wife, I'm like, let's go. Let's get up at 6 a.m. and let's go. And we went, and it was probably the last time she's going to go anywhere with me if I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go. Like, because I got genuinely excited, like, I saw him cutting meat, and I saw this guy, you know, with like a towel wrapped around his head. His name was John the Butcher. And I started talking.
I know John.
Yeah. I mean, I started talking to him, and he speaks English really well. And I was talking to him, and I told him what I'm doing, and he got really excited. He was like, oh, I've never heard of that. And I'm like, and all this conversation we were having for 45 minutes, he was just chopping meat, like, with his giant cleaver the whole time. And I'm like, what a guy, you know. And then at one point I'm like, hey, can I come behind and like stand with you and see what you're doing? And so we were like, I was with him for like two and a half hours, and I bought a whole bunch of meat from him and went back home and tried to, and it was my brother's birthday, so we figured we'd try some ribs there for the first time. And so then we started renovating the restaurant, and I told John, I said, hey, listen, you know, while I'm renovating, I'll put a table outside the construction and come have dinner. Uh-huh. I'm like, bring your fiance and come have dinner. He was like, yeah, okay. And so he came, and we all had dinner, and we tried the ribs, and we tried a couple of food, because I wanted him to tell me if I was making any mistakes with the cuts that I was buying from him, which was the best thing I did, because he came and he would just give me his insight really quick. He's like, this one wrong. And I'm like, well, okay. And so we developed, and he really educated me on this whole thing, and it was a funny way of getting all our meats right for what we were doing.
Okay, so
it was fun, yeah.
So when you look at the pricing for your restaurant, right, what would it be like?
Actually, Frida, we've kind of just matched it with the casual upscale restaurants and the dining scene today. And like, I mean, in today's times, you know, I know it's tough now, like for a lot of restaurants, and to stabilize with cost of food. Cost of food has really, really gone up now. And like overnight prices, like with regards to Fierce, overnight prices for like mutton have gone up by 10%, and our selling price remains the same. But we've not changed our selling price, because I mean, I suppose the market will even out at some point. But when we set this up, we matched ourselves with everyone out there. And you know, in today's world, I'm sure like in Malaysia now, if you go out like four friends, five friends, you're spending an average of 40-50 ringgit a head to have a good meal. And so we're around there and but we're starting set meals in the restaurant for lunch, just to kind of cater to the business clientele that we have. We're in public, obviously, so there's a lot of that. So we all our set meals are going to begin at about 15 ringgit and range till about 28, depending on what you're eating.
Right, and you've got your set lunch, as you were saying.
We're
right?
starting next week, so okay. we're kind of just getting our menu together now, and we're hoping this. We are going to start next week.
Okay, yeah. You don't know what's on the menu yet for
set lunch.
We do.
Okay. We're just
helping you to
finalizing.
Tease.
We do. We have to keep it a secret though.
Okay.
No, we do. We're just finalizing with our cook and. We'll make a decision soon, but more or less we're ready. Yeah.
Okay, and there'll be about 15 ringgit, you're saying?
It's the range. There'll be a set for 15. It'll go all the way up to 28. We might actually add on one more dish that'd be a little bit more expensive, but
and it's a good way for people to just try it out, you know?
Yeah, right? It's just a range, like so.
Okay.
But smaller portions, obviously, and
so 2017 now. What's the focus?
I have no idea. I didn't know 2016 was going to give me Meet the Pockers. So I have no idea. But obviously, if we can, you know, be blessed enough to open another restaurant, that would be the best thing, you know.
Okay.
But that's not our focus right now. Our focus right now is to stabilize, make sure this is running completely well, and not drop our guard on the quality or the service or people's. Here's the thing. People's experience of coming to our restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Frida, right now, we're a restaurant that's new. We're a restaurant that's doing something that nobody's done. So more than anything, people are coming to Meet the Porkers to try the food, to try ribs, tandoori pork ribs for the first time, to try siok biryani for the first time. So there's that kind of notion of let's not disappoint.
Okay, so it's a lot of making sure that everything is smooth running. I mean, it'd be ideal if there was a part two, but it's not the key focus.
I mean, I hope there'll be a part two, but we're not ready to start thinking about that yet. We just started. We're only a month old. So, but of course, as a business, we're going to open. We're going to expand. We have what's right in front of us right now on our plate is to make sure that our restaurants are running well before as owners we exit and go on to opening, you know, business development and all. But like I mentioned to you when we met earlier, is that my wife runs the operations of Meet the Porkers, which is great because it frees me up to shuttle between Fierce and Meet the Porkers, and it also frees me up to develop the business further. But when we're ready.
All right. And all the best for 2017. I'll definitely check you out. I've been speaking I've got your name here, Heruk Jetwani from Meet the Porkers. You can check them out on their website, and it's MEAT.
Meet the
Porkers. All the best for 2017.
Thank you very much.
A la carte Tuesday on Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.